go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
Roses are red, violets are blue. What? Don't let a wild pube wreck you.
Oh my god.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you with the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion. This V-Day, it's time to join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. That's a lot of people that use this, 4 million.
Yeah.
The leaders in below-the-waist grooming with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. The holidays went by so quickly. Did you remember to take care of your package with the best tools for the job? The Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped is just a thing every guy needs in their life to make each and every day a little more special. The number one product in this package is a lawnmower 4.0. It's a shaver. It's electric trimmer designed to trim hair on loose skin. And get this. The trimmer's advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate balls. I'll tell you what, when I use this, I've never had a nick, mm-hmm. ever. Not nothing.
Nope.
Nothing with it.
Not even close.
Did I mention that it's waterproof, too?
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a 4000K LED spotlight so you can shave anywhere your heart desires? I'd like to propose making February 13th a national holiday as National Shave Your Balls Day. Who's with me on this? You guys with me?
Let's do it. I'm down.
I think this is one holiday that men and women can get behind. The package also includes the Weed Whacker. It's a nose and ear and hair trimmer to whack all the worst of your weeds. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts. The Shed Travel Bag, which is a nice little bag you can travel with.
Mm-hmm.
And anti-chafing boxer briefs. These are super comfortable to keep your boys stored comfortably. To complete the perfect package for your package are liquid formations like the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner. Start your day off with the deodorant for your boys and stay cool all day long with the toner to keep you feeling your best all day and night. These formulations will also have your balls smelling like a king on the big day. And don't forget to smell good, not only around your balls, but all over. Made with their signature scent, the Manscaped Refined Cologne will complement your collection with smell perfection. Manscaped created their products for a night just like this will make your V-Day date say, wow, great set of balls you have there.
It's true.
So go to manscaped.com for our exclusive 20% off with free shipping with the code K100. That's Manscaped, M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. And the code K100, 20% off with free shipping. Your balls and lady will thank you. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped this Valentine's Day.
Yo, straight up, man. That's our best-selling product. It's Manscaped. It comes with a leather case, leather carrying case, which is super sweet. It comes with some super comfortable briefs. It's just incredible what you get. And the great thing about this thing is it's not just for your nether regions. You can use it on your face. You can use it on your head. You can use it under your arms. Men can use it. Women can use it. So it's a great gift. And all three of us use it. And everybody shaves except German women. Nothing. So, you know, keep your groom intact. Get some Manscaped. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride. The ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang. Don't say nothing. Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feed up, when the stuff is some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez.
This is JoJo, the producer. Welcome to the Keeping It 100 live post Royal Rumble Patreon Monkey on a Cupcake call-in show. And I have just called into the show. I'm waiting for D.I. and Conan, and we'll be taking calls shortly, probably within the next 5-10 minutes. All right, you want to take a call while we're waiting for D.I., or you want to wait for him to come on?
Yeah, I'll take the call, but just text him that we're already on, that we already started.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows. He should be calling from his cell. But first call is from 718 area code.
Which is what?
718, hello.
Hey, JoJo, Conan, how are you guys?
What's up? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Queens, New York.
All right, yeah, people, when you call in, let us know where you're calling from. What's up, bro?
What's up, man? Big fan of the show, recent Monkey and a Cupcake member.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Just finished. No worries, man. Just finished watching the show. I mean, I'm just curious of what you guys thought of, like, the way they, I guess, they plotted the matches. Did you think it was good making the women's rumble last and then the men's, like, the second match?
Well, I think, obviously, that the way they slated them was to have the big Ronda Rousey closeout, you know. So, obviously, the women's rumble had to be last if they were going to end the show on, you know, showing her come to the ring and stuff.
Well, you know, they're trying to make the women's Royal Rumble. It's the first time they're trying to make it something big, so you minimize it if you don't put it on last. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was better than I expected. I thought the beginning of it wasn't that good, but I thought towards the end it got better. What did you think?
I mean, I liked some of the matches. I mean, I thought, on the pre-show, I thought that Bobby Roode match could have made it on the main show.
No, I'm talking about the Women's Royal Rumble. Were you okay with it being last? That's specifically what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mind it being last on. I mean, I just kind of, you know, wanted your thoughts on it. What I didn't kind of care for was the fact that, you know, Ronda Rousey came in and she pretty much acted like a baby face. I was, you know, expecting, like, her to be heelish, but it kind of showed, like, you know, she was, you know, I mean,
why
don't
would
get
you
me wrong.
Expect
I mean,
her to, why would you expect her to be a heel?
Well, I mean, because I guess the rumored match is Asuka Alexa, so that's a good baby face heel run. Charlotte is sort of a baby face right now, so you would expect Ronda to be the heel, no?
I think the crowd's really going to decide, you know? Go ahead, Conan.
Mm. Well, the crowd popped when she came out. They weren't booing her, you know?
Yeah.
It just depends. Yeah. We'll hear what the promos are. If she's acting, you know, like a diva in her promos, then she's going heel. And if she acts like a baby face in her promos, she's a baby face.
Yeah. All right. I mean, makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like when Floyd Mayweather came in, he got a babyface reaction that first night. He came in and helped Ray against Big Show at that time. And then progressively, the crowd started turning against him, and he started acting more heelish. So, I mean, sometimes the wrestling crowd, if they're perceived as an outsider talent coming in, they'll turn against you. So, yeah, it's like Conan said, we're going to see how the crowd responds, and they'll probably, you know, book it accordingly from there.
What were you saying about Bobby Roode?
Well, I mean, I kind of like that match, and I kind of just love that glorious gimmick. I kind of thought that it should have been on the main show instead of the pre-show.
Well, it's hard for that to be on the main show, and I don't think Raleigh was the original opponent. And so who was the original opponent? I forgot.
Well, they were going to do Bobby and Jinder in the finals for the belt, but they wound up doing it on SmackDown. So that was the change there. That's why it became an open challenge.
Yeah. I don't think it was that great of a match, you know, Roode against Raleigh to be putting on the, you know, on the main show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I get that part. I mean, it just kind of feels like, I mean, like recently the Intercontinental title has been kind of getting up there. I mean, I'm actually looking forward to that more than, you know, on the U.S. side, it just kind of seems like, okay, it's just like a prop, you know?
I think now that they're bringing back that open challenge thing, it kind of brings some more excitement to it, and the crowd's behind Bobby Roode, so, you know, I think it'll keep turning out well. It's always good to have those surprise opponents come out. It keeps the fans invested and stuff. But we got a couple other callers, so if you have a final question, knock it out.
Sure. What did you guys think of the men's Royal Rumble? I mean, I like Nakamura, and I love that pop at the end, but wasn't he kind of like the obvious choice?
I don't know.
Sometimes
the way they've been booking him and treating him, I don't think it was an obvious choice. I didn't expect him to win the Royal Rumble, to tell you the truth. And you thought he was going to win the Royal Rumble even before it started?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, from like a couple months back, they've been kind of like, you know, rumoring that, oh, like, you know, the big match at Mania is going to be Styles Nakamura. So, Roman, I don't think needed a Royal Rumble win to, you know, get there with Brock, but I kind of felt Nakamura needed it more.
Did you think that,
Joe? Yeah, they'll find a way to get Roman in. You know, I kind of was thinking that since an Elimination Chamber is a Raw show, that they're going to put that title shot up in the Elimination Chamber. So I was expecting someone from SmackDown to win, and I kind of assumed that Nakamura would be the logical choice because of, like the caller said, setting him up with AJ Styles. But, yeah, thanks for your call, man, from Queens, New York, and we got to jump to the next one. But thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Fred.
Yeah, all right,
brother,
D.I. texted you back or what?
Yeah, we're adding him right now. Hey, what's up, D.I.?
Why did it take so long for me to get on?
I was waiting for that guy to finish up, you know.
Well, I just got – the show was going on at 8:45, and I got a text at about 8:49 with the phone number to call and said it'll be on in 2 minutes.
Yeah, that was because I copied and pasted it, but I did send the number at 8:30 in our group text.
Yeah, you didn't send it to me. That's why you're still
in our group text and in the group text with Jericho and Shane.
That's why you're still on the list. That's why. I was honestly, I would get ready to go out and go eat. I was gonna not do this.
Wow,
man.
But I was so hyped and excited after watching Ronda Rousey's debut. I'm just sitting here, you know, I gotta, got to relax a little bit, so.
Yeah. We have a caller from the 325.
Before you go to the next guy, I would like to say, Disco, that in the last week or so, there have been more parody accounts. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, what's this new one today? There was a new one today. Oh, Android showed up. Android. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Android's been around for a little while.
Oh, she has it around?
Elevator.
There was a new one today, yeah. Ellie Vader, that's right. Yeah.
Ellie Vader.
There's another one.
Polyester, the tailor.
Polyester, yeah.
And
they're really starting to spring up now.
Yeah, I know.
It's incredible.
They're trying to, they're making a lot of noise too.
Dame Feltzer pretty soon is going to write an expose on all these deadbeat kids. But who's the next caller?
All right, we got the 325 area code.
Okay.
All right, caller from 325. What's up, man? What's your name and where
you
calling from?
You don't know the city, Joe, because nobody knows that.
What's up, guys?
What's up? Where are you calling from?
Jacob from San Angelo, Texas.
All right, what's up, man? Aerolucha is going to be in San Angelo, I think, in March.
In March, yeah. I was wanting to go to the Lubbock show, but I was busy that weekend.
All right.
Oh, go to that show and Conan will give you a hand job.
Oh. All right. You know what? Okay. I'm outside of my house, so in a minute I'm going to walk in and kazoo you for that. Go ahead.
What did y'all think of Finn Balor's performance? You think this is a good sign that he might actually get a push, or they're just going to bury him some more?
I mean, I don't know what
he did.
Bro, let me tell you something. The Rumble, nobody has come out of the Rumble in the past, like, 5 or 6 years. As far back as I can remember, and, like, you saw more of them as a character before they went in. I mean, they just don't do it. I mean, they don't really do enough with anybody. I mean, except for Roman. Roman setting the record for eliminations is about the only guy that's come out smelling like a rose during all these things.
Yeah.
But just like lasting, man, what are they supposed to do? Like, tell somebody, like, oh, I lasted 43 minutes in the Rumble. It's like, okay, did you win? It's like, no.
Yeah, I think that leaving him that long and the performance that he had means that I think maybe they are going to start to do something with him, just like Nakamura, who Disco hasn't liked, and he thinks Japanese wrestlers can't get over. I think they figured out they'd made a mistake with Nakamura, and that match with AJ is going to be incredible. And after this performance, Disco, do you still think Japanese wrestlers can't get over?
Yes.
Okay.
I still think that.
Oh, you know what?
Bro, let me tell you.
Wait a minute.
You can let me tell you something.
This is for the comment earlier on. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
There we go.
It's very simple. If the guy can cut promos and build up and do good TV leading up to the match, then okay, yeah, then he can get over. If he can't, then I don't give a rat's. I'm not excited about AJ Styles versus Nakamura because it's going to be a great match. I want to see the build-up for the match, the angle going in.
I like great matches, and that's going to be a great match. And what if it's not a great match? Very doubtful it won't be. Very doubtful that
let me say this to you. If that match is not great and it's only really good, was it a failure? Would you consider it a failure?
No. Still a very good match, but I think it's going to be a great, great match. And not only that, what happens, Disco, if Nakamura gets a mouthpiece like somebody like, I don't know, Cornette or Pauly or somebody that can talk?
Okay, well then let's cross that road when we get there.
All right, but my question is, what if they do? Will you be more invested?
Okay, then, if it's a good talker.
Right, okay. Anything else, caller?
Do you think that show will close out WrestleMania, or will it be a mid-card match?
It'll be a mid-card match.
I think it'll open the show.
Really?
They like to come out.
No, it won't open
that.
The show, but it'll be in there because they know it's they're probably going to assume it's going to be really good. And they don't want too many matches to follow it.
Well, that's true.
But Roman's going to close the show. He's done it every year for like past 3 years.
Oh yeah. Roman and Brock. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who else would you do? Cena and Undertaker, maybe.
Maybe.
If they're going to do it, they should start setting it up soon.
Yeah, main event's going to be, isn't it going to be Lesnar and Roman?
According to Vince Russo, Undertaker doesn't need to wrestle anymore.
Yeah. That was the dumbest thing. Bro, I've been picking on Vince for that for like the 3 weeks now. Because he thinks that the Undertaker should not take a $1 million payday because he doesn't want to ruin his legacy.
Right, like that's gonna ruin his legacy, you know.
He's the shits now, supposedly. I'm like, dude, I mean, I can go out there and wrestle a 12 to 15 minute match and do his spots. You know, it's not like he's that, you know. Right.
He's still a psychological master, and you put him in there with the right guy, they'll have a great match.
Of course.
Yeah. And
How hard is it to lie on the mat and sit up? Like you're like, you know, sold it, you know? I mean, seriously, how hard is that?
All right, Matt. Thank you for calling. Who's next?
Yeah, appreciate it.
We have an international caller. I can't see the number because it's international. But if you are calling from outside the States, you are on the air. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Jesse. You guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
We can hear you.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm calling from Puerto Vallarta, Jalisco, Mexico. So I'm just calling you out here. Yeah. So, just watch the Rumble. What I thought about that was the men's Rumble was good, right? You got into it and everything, but then after that, flat, you killed the crowd. I was out of it, you know. Women's Rumble was, you know.
What part did you get out of it in the men's Rumble?
No, right after the men's rumble. The two matches.
Oh, right after.
That.
Oh, yeah, that match. Yeah, right
yeah.
After.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
the tag team match.
Just killed you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it would have been better if the women's match was in the spot where the men's match was, and the men's match, you know, closed it. I thought it'd be a little better. So.
Well, again, like I said before, I think, of course, the idea was if the women's match was going to be last.
Ronda Rousey, yeah. Hey,
yeah, they wanted to close the show, showcasing her coming out, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So any of you guys know that that Hurricane was going to be in there and Ray? You guys know beforehand? I mean, they're your boys. Come on, man. You guys got to
I had no clue, and I missed it. I didn't get home until number 23 was in the ring, so I missed Shane Helms.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro,
okay.
Hurricane got a humongous pop when he came
huge
out.
Pop.
Yes, he did.
Really?
Huge pop. Yeah.
Yeah, but they took him out real quick,
well,
and I just tweeted
well,
maybe he...
Well, he can thank us. He can thank us for the pop, for showcasing him on our podcast, you know.
I tweeted that he's actually working at In-N-Out Burgers. Yeah, what?
Yeah.
You know, Corey Graves took a shot at him, actually.
What'd he say?
I don't know if you heard that, Conan. He said...
I heard he goes, he looks like he's been eating food at Tony Luke's or something, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like Hurricane
really?
Spent a little too much time
good.
At Tony Luke's. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, like saying
good,
he was
good.
Fat.
Yeah, I like him. I like Corey Graves for that. It's good. Just because you get in the Royal Rumble doesn't mean you're off the list. He's still on the list.
So, D.I., I have a question for you. So, you know, Strowman was at your club. Who else was that? Mojo was at
Mojo
your club.
Riley,
dude.
Dolph Ziggler.
Okay,
you know.
So
I
need to ask.
I think Alberto Del Rio came. I think Alberto Del Rio came last night, but I wasn't there.
Way.
I already left.
Oh, no.
Well, he was in Vegas. I know a bunch of guys, the rest of them had. No, they don't listen.
Oh, boy. Yes, I don't believe that for a second.
But what do you do?
I'll tell you who doesn't listen. I guarantee you that Braun Strowman doesn't listen, because I don't think Braun Strowman gives a rat's ass about anything but just, like, guns, hunting, fishing. Bro, let me tell you, he was in town for the SHOT Show, right? He's a cool guy. And he was like, you know, I'm just a country boy from North Carolina.
And,
you know,
and another and, thing, bro, Disco, very respectful.
Very respectful. Let me tell you this, too.
Nice.
My friend Adam that works at the club with me, the guy that looks like Daniel Bryan a little bit, he's got the big beard like Braun Strowman does, like the exact same type beard. They sat there for like a half hour just talking about guns. I give it just gun dying, like, you know, and Braun Strowman, like, you know, was totally, he's got a YouTube, I didn't realize this, he's got a YouTube channel that does a YouTube channel which focuses on guns, right? Or they shoot and, you know, showcases guns and something. And I think that's ultimately what he wants to do, is get that, do like a show. Yeah, absolutely.
Huh.
Absolutely. He was in the top show.
Didn't he come from the powerlifting world, or where's he from?
Yeah, let me tell you what he used to do. He used to be a bouncer at the men's club in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Really?
Like, work out, and then just got into wrestling after that, you know, just like, it's a typical, just like a kind of like a Kevin Nash path. You know, he was like the big guy at the club, at the, you know, and stuff, and that's what he got into, you know?
Right. And the guy that's calling, I'm looking right now, Arnold Amateur Strongman Championships, first place, 2010, 11, and 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did any of you guys know who Braun Strowman's dad is?
No.
No.
I'll send you guys an article. It's the article is called Braun Strowman's father was the greatest slow pitch softball player of all time. He's a guy named Rick Scher.
All right, you know what?
Home run king of softball.
That's brutal. That's brutal. Give me a break. I thought you were going to say the guy was like a marksman in the U.S., you know, beret, because he likes to shoot. He's slow pitch fat, really?
The greatest
I think
ever.
That's pretty
4,000
funny.
4,000
that?
Home runs.
That's not, no.
4,000 home runs.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool. Yeah. Wow. That's an accomplishment. So what do you do in Puerto Vallarta? Do you live there or you're visiting?
No, dude, I live here, man. I'm from Southern California, but I sell timeshare out here. Sell timeshare.
Oh, okay.
Timeshare presentation. Yes, what I do. So anyways, timeshare is a work, by the way. You walk in there, the whole room it's a work. So just to let you know, it's a work.
Right. I thought as much. Well, man, I want to thank you from calling from Puerto Vallarta, which is a beautiful place. Mexico, boom.
Yes, of course. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling. All right, next we have someone from the 310 area code, and also coming up is 406 area code and 818. We got you guys coming up next.
Okay.
All right, from the 310 area code, you are on the air. Hello. 310 going
one. Hey, dude, you're on.
This guy's on chatterbait. All right, next one.
All right, we got the 406 area code. You are on the air live.
Yo, what up? This is Ray from Montana.
Yo, what's up,
Ray?
Hey,
Ray, how you doing?
Not much going on. I was talking to you earlier, JoJo, telling you to get off Chatterbait during the Rumble.
Yeah, but Sunday night they got their best talent on. You know what I mean? So I try to keep my eye on it.
Yeah, that's good.
What's up, Ray? You got a question, man?
I do. How did Diva out of the Women's Rumble?
What did you think, Diva, out of the Women's Rumble? You didn't have high expectations.
I'm not gonna pretend that it wasn't the shits.
Right.
I mean, bro, I got a clip I'm going to show. I'm going to message you guys that shows, like, somebody put a tweet out that showed, like, Sasha Banks, like, kicking somebody in the corner. And
right.
It's like, it looks terrible. Bro, let me tell you something. Here's the problem with the girls, is that the older girls, the divas, that were in the ring kind of, like, had the nuances down. Like, they looked more comfortable in that match than the new girls.
Okay, let me ask you a question before you continue. Yeah, because they're veterans. Who did you who
right.
who were the two biggest girls you popped for that came out?
Oh, Vicky Guerrero by far.
Oh yeah.
And this.
That was hysterical. I was literally laughing out loud watching it by myself when she was doing the excuse me stuff. That was hysterical.
Okay, who's the second?
I didn't really pop for nobody. Who's going to
pop? Not even
pop
Trish.
For? I mean, it was, no, because everybody thought it was supposed to be Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, ooh, she did come out.
I mean, she made a good – all those girls, all those old-school girls made a really good showing of this for themselves. And it kind of saved it from being just, like horrible. But just, like, I mean, I don't – you know.
There were – it just depends. Look, there were some parts where Asuka was in where she looked really good. There were some parts where that other Japanese girl, Carrie or whatever her name is, where she looked real good.
Yeah, they eliminated her too fast, I thought.
Yeah, but the whole thing itself wasn't that great.
I'll tell you this.
I think a lot of people.
Here was the worst spot. Watch when Tamina gets eliminated. That was
No. Worse than her was when Nia Jax got eliminated because she looked like she was eliminated in segments, like a lava lamp. You know, like it would break off. It took forever for her to get over. That was even more brutal.
Let me
she went down to the apron first, you know.
Here's the problem, and they did it. I think they did it two or three times in that match, and it looked atrocious each time, especially with Tamina. Is that when you do the spot where you eliminate yourself because you run at the person and the person ducks and you go over the top rope?
Right.
Because the girls are so short, they literally
they
have to
get tied
jump
up
over
the
top
right.
rope, yeah. Or they jump out of the ring and look like idiots.
Right. And take really weird bumps.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, you know, so it's like, it doesn't like, I wouldn't even have done that.
They fly over the ring, and then they kind of hit the rope, so they don't even know how they're going to fall themselves. And then some of them try to take a double bump. They try to hit the apron before they hit the floor because it's so high, and that's even more hilarious. Watching them is awesome.
Right. And they don't run fast enough because they're women. It's like they're not like sprinting real fast, and like you're missing the person and going to eliminate yourself like the guys do. It's just like it looks terrible. I mean, yeah. So,
caller, what did you think of the women's Royal Rumble?
I honestly thought it was better than the men's. To be honest with you,
I really did. What do you like about the women's stuff? What do you like about the women's stuff?
The only thing that was better than the women's match and the men's match. Is whatever Carmella, Lana, and Trish were wearing, and that's about it.
Oh, and Sasha.
I got to throw Becky.
Sasha had a great outfit on.
That booty was
popping. Well, Sasha actually borrowed that.
Yeah,
she actually borrowed that from KG. He used it in elementary when he went out trick-or-treating. Nothing.
Oh, my God.
No, I want to talk about something.
Lance Storm tweeted that... when Michelle McCool came out, he tweeted, he goes, the fans chanting Undertaker's name is just ignorant. And the fans chanting, okay, when Michelle McCool came out.
Why is that ignorant?
What the
ignorant?
That's like fake outrage there. Wasn't that something a little silly to get irritated about?
Bro, they were doing it to everybody. They were doing it to all the girls that were married with a wrestler. They were chanting his name. There was a part where Nikki was getting beat up, and they were going, John Cena sucks. You know, that's just that Philly crowd. You know what I'm saying? Is disco on here anymore?
I think he just dropped off. He just dropped off. He'll call back in.
Yeah.
Let me ask you.
So what is it that you thought was better of the women's match? Because I highly disagree with you.
Well, I mean, as far as, like, performance and all that, the men's was better. But just last year's men's Rumble was shit as far as, like, all the surprise entrances. I mean, I just felt like
Last year's Royal Rumble have to do with this year's women's Royal Rumble? We're talking between the men of this year and the women of this year.
Oh, no, that's what I was getting to. I just felt like there was more of a pop from all the old, you know, the old divas, all that coming back. But I really do feel like they made up for the surprise entrances this year with the Hurricane and with Rey Mysterio coming back.
Your original statement was you thought their match was better, and I highly disagree.
Well, I just mean, performance-wise, it's not better. I just felt like it got more of a pop with all the divas, you know, the older veterans coming back. Is what I should say.
Right, because they had older women that you hadn't seen in a long time. Like, we'd see, I think the only real surprises for the men was probably Ray and Hurricane. Because, you know, seeing Almas won last night.
Me, yeah.
Adam Cole.
Hey, can you guys
you know
hear me?
What I'm saying? Yeah,
can
you're
back
you.
On.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right.
And then the women, nobody expected Tori. Nobody expected Molly. Nobody expected Michelle. Nobody expected Kelly. Nobody expected Trish. So, yeah, there were more surprises. That's what you mean? There were more surprises with the women? Yes.
Yeah, there
but
was
to
more
say the
surprises
women
for me for
put
the
on
women,
a better
yeah,
match.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
As far as surprise entrances, I should say, yeah. But the men's performance overall was better than the
100%. All right, my brother, I want to thank you very much for being a Monkey on a Cupcake member. Do you got any other question?
I do got one more question. I haven't watched too much 205 Live, but I heard that they're looking for a commissioner. What are you thinking about Ray or the Hurricane taking up that spot?
I heard it might be Rockstar Spud, but, I mean, that's just a rumor right now. So, but, I mean, they are looking for a way to use him, and he is involved with WWE now.
I think if you're going to – Hurricane wouldn't be a bad choice, but I think if you're going to bring Ray in, why would you bring him as a general manager?
True.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
The guy
like
can
Ray,
still
Ray,
go.
Let me tell you something. Ray would be a terrible general manager because I used to drive with Ray, and he was always late. So he doesn't have good general manager skills. He would not be a general manager at all.
Yeah. I honestly want to see him in another run, though. He looks amazing right now.
Yeah, I'm sure he will, man. He looked great.
He's got a lot of – I didn't realize how much ink he has.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot of tattoos now, huh?
Yeah. Bro,
he looks like he'd fit right in prison. If he ever went to jail, he'd fit right in.
The great thing about him, not only did he look physically great, because I think he's in the best shape he's ever been in because he has a nutritionist and all this other stuff, but he looked great. You know, he looked great and he got an incredible pop. But he won't do a full-time schedule, that's for sure. Man, thank you very much for calling. You're from Montana, right?
Yep, for sure, Billings.
Billings, where the men are men and the sheep are scared. Boom. All right, who's next? All right.
Later.
All right, thanks, man. Next up, we got a caller from the 818 area code. 818, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mexicino out of Ventura County. How you guys doing tonight?
Cool.
Very good.
Pretty good.
What's that?
Cool.
Yeah, doing well.
Are y'all breaking up?
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, I can hear everybody.
All right, I got it. My question, what I was going to say is pretty much, what do you guys think as far as the Women's Royal Rumble went? I think they pulled out all the stops, all the surprises they could go. What do you think they'll do next year?
Well, more of the same. They'll bring in surprises like they did this year, and, you know, they'll try to, probably have a better match. I thought Disco didn't like it at all. I thought that there were different spots, where girls looked good, whether it was Mickie James when she went toe-to-toe with Trish Stratus, some of the stuff Asuka did. Yeah, some of the stuff. Now, that looked good, don't you think, D.I.?
Like I said, yeah, some of the spots look pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
But ultimately, the work is not, like, those girls aren't good at, like battle royal type things of filling in, punching, kicking. You know what I'm saying? Like, the little nuanced things you got to do, like, to fill time in there. They're just not good at it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, they did some good spots. But I tell you, the one thing I was surprised at, I'm surprised they eliminated that Japanese girl so early. Because when that Sari, whatever her name is,
yeah,
came
I thought
in,
she was great.
She looked the best out of anybody that when they hit the ring. Like her offense, like when she came out, like she had the best, like, entrance to where she looked good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the right. Anything else, caller?
That's about it. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, hey, let me ask the caller something. On a scale of 1 to 10, how did you rate Ronda Rousey's debut?
Well, I mean, it actually surprised me. I don't read stuff online, so, I mean, it was 10 for me. I was surprised. I was thinking everything else that everybody else was thinking, like, why the hell did they put the female on last? And then there it was. It's like, okay, it all makes sense now, you know?
Yeah. Plus, I think another thing that, you know, if you're gonna have the women's first ever battle royal and you don't put it in the main event, all the snowflakes are going to come out of the woodworks and get mad. And there's real talk. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in today's climate, you can't do that. So, especially with the women's revolution and all that, I think I wasn't a big fan of how they used Ronda just pointing at the WrestleMania sign.
Yeah.
It was kind of awkward. It was kind of choppy. I don't think it was a real good, you know what I'm saying? I think they could have done something better.
I just think the appearance, as far as them just showing her in the beginning, that was a big pop, you know.
What are you talking about?
When she first showed up.
Right.
Yeah, I just think that was a big pop. That's just Ronda. That I was like, that was a 10, yeah. But as far as, you're right, the standoff and everything, that was quite awkward.
So, her overall appearance from 1 to 10.
Let's not pretend that Ronda Rousey's debut was a fart in church. It wasn't that it
was. Who's not pretending that?
She came in and did absolutely nothing. If she's going to WrestleMania, they should have brought her out like number 27, 28, 29, and just go out there and run in there and just throw five girls out of the ring.
Right.
And just be like, bro, first of all, she looked like she had no clue how to act. Okay.
Right.
And she looked scared.
Right.
She looked nervous.
Well,
she didn't look like a killer.
Bro, but how many times, let's be fair, how many times have we seen Tito Ortiz or people like that have been in front of millions of people and they get them in front of a wrestling crowd and they don't know how to act? It's not easy.
And I'm not going to pretend that looks good. It doesn't look good.
Yeah, neither am I. Where in this conversation have I said that she looked good, bro? I said they could have done better use of her time instead of pointing to the sign like a jack-off. Yeah, it was not good. I didn't like it either.
At least you pointed to the right side.
Yeah. It's hard not to miss.
You pointed to the street, right? Yeah, right. You know?
All right.
I think
my brother from... Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I think the reason they didn't have her come in at 25 or 27 and start cleaning house, which I think a lot of us expected, was because they want to promote her first in-ring performance, you know, or first in-ring appearance as heavily as they can, which is going to be WrestleMania. If they bring her out tonight, it's already broken the charity.
Just her being at WrestleMania would have been a big deal. If today she would have gone in there and whooped Sasha Banks, whoever the last four girls would just chuck them over the ring and all of a sudden had a stare down with Charlotte, that would have been on ESPN and everywhere, and that would have helped you.
Yeah.
They did this wrong. Don't try to
write it.
Absolutely. Missed opportunity.
Her stock is low. They did absolutely nothing in her first appearance to have her come in to erase the fact that she's like had her ass kicked the past two fights and like isn't as strong as she was like a year and a half ago, you know, stuff that they did nothing to help that.
Yep, 1,000%. All right. Hey, my brother from Ventura, thank you very much for being a listener and spread the word to friend or foe. Boom.
No problem, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Hey, have you listening to us on Westwood One?
Say that one more time.
Do you know we're on Westwood One?
Oh, yeah. I just went straight on from my podcast. I went straight through. I've been listening straight through. I went straight from on.
Oh, cool.
I listen to you guys on, you know,
all right.
Conan.me.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very
much.
Hey,
no problem, man.
All right, man. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
All right, we lost D.I. again there, but he should be calling back in. In the meantime, we have a caller must be his phone or something. From the 541 area code, you are now live. What's up? 541.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
what's
man,
up?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Michael Young from Seattle area.
Oh,
all right,
up,
man,
Mike?
What's up?
Michael,
hey, what's going
Michael
on, man?
Young
actually,
was on the he was on the Monkey on a Cupcake roundtable last week, so he was pretty funny. What's up, man?
All right, you know what? Let me see if we got anything here for Michael Young. Wait one second, because I was actually walking outside.
And here,
all right, for Michael Young and JoJo.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
You're back on as well. Yeah, you're back on.
Okay, all right. So what we got going on here now?
We got Michael Young on the line. Michael Young did the first Mike on a Cupcake Patreon Roundtable. Now he's calling in with a question.
Let's go with his question.
Hey, how's it going there, D.I.?
Pretty good.
Appreciate it. Hey, so my question was, did you guys happen to watch that NXT?
I want to
make a comment about the NXT. Did you really,
yeah.
Joe?
Well,
wow.
My brother got tickets for my dad and myself for Christmas, so I actually said I didn't want to go, but he still bought me a ticket, so.
I went to the gym today.
That sounds very fishy, bro. That sounds very fishy. That sounds like, remember when he was talking, he was defending cat pictures on Facebook, and then we were like, by any chance, you post cat pictures? And he goes, yeah, just like the time that we at when he was defending dolls, and we were like, hey, by the way, would you own any dolls? Oh, yeah, but I sell them. This, my
right.
brother bought me tickets on Christmas. Is very fishy, Joe, but go ahead, D.I.
100%
I watched. Let me tell you something. Here's an annoying group of people. Okay, are these NXT fanboy echo chamber? Group, right, bro.
Right.
I tweeted that I saw that EC3 was at NXT.
Right,
and
yeah,
I just tweeted out because I think he's a star. I see, well, another guy that should be on the main show relegated to the minor leagues, right?
Right.
And I got all these NXT fanboys trying to tell me that the NXT is not minor leagues, it's major leagues. And I'm trying to
you really
include,
irritated Kevin Hill with that one. Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, dude, I go, the pay is all that matters to the boys. If you're on the show where they're paying you less, you're on the minor league show. Okay, you want to be on the main show where you get paid more. You know, so trying to say that NXT is not a minor league show is just ridiculous because the pay is minor league. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Those guys are still in the school down there, aren't they? Don't they still have to go to the performance center?
I think it depends on your position. Like, I don't think Johnny Gargano probably goes to, you know what I mean, unless he wants to. Like,
right.
When Finn Balor was there, he didn't go train unless he wanted to. He wasn't, you know, forced to.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this.
I
watched that Johnny Gargano against Cien Aldumas. What the hell is that guy's name? What's his name?
Andrade.
Yeah.
Okay. I watched that match, and everybody was tweeting last night, of course, you know, the match of the year and stuff. It was good. But those guys still just bro, I talk about this all the time. And if you just watch that match, okay, it is very evident, okay, this whole thing where guys are just forearming each other back and forth in the head, bro, at least at some point, if somebody's going to do that to you, you know who sold those great today? Watch Mickie James when her and Trish Stratus are exchanging with each other. She sells it. These guys do not sell. You're clubbing each other with the forearms, and nobody's even taking backing up an inch. Like it knocks
you
backwards or anything.
I'll tell you who did sell.
It looks terrible.
Go ahead. I'll tell you who did sell. He went Brock punched Strowman in the ear.
Yes. Holy shit, yeah. Wow.
He got pissed off.
He punched him, and he said something. He literally was like, you fucking idiot. After he hit him, like, so he was mad at him
somebody,
about something.
Yeah, one big name in the business told me that that Brock is very reckless with the boys. He doesn't care. He just chucks you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it seems like he maybe it's, and this is just like whatever. I'm just speculating, but it seems like, you know, he's the big guy. He wants to be the alpha. That's just his personality. Strowman's bigger than him, so maybe he takes a little extra shots at him. Every time they're in the ring together, it seems Brock is hitting him.
Let me tell you this. Watch the Royal Rumble from last year.
Yeah.
And watch Brock clock Braun Strowman upside the head last year, too.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So it just seems maybe there's something personal.
No, I bet you Braun.
He's like that with everybody.
No, I guarantee this is what the way it is Braun is kind of green, and he's probably clubbing those guys out there, too. And that's the old school thing. You give the guy – giving a guy a receipt. That's the way you do it. If a guy's hitting you too hard, you hit him hard back, and then everybody works together. And that's how you learn.
Because some other guys aren't going to tell you anything because they don't want to get heat. But Brock can get away with it, and it's like telling you, hey, this is how you work.
Right. Absolutely.
As far as Michael's question about NXT, I was there live and. You know, I'm with D.I. a little bit as far as the main event. Like, Gargano kicked out of everything you could possibly kick out of, to the point where, you know, I felt like it maybe went a little long. But
well, wait a minute. Make up your mind. You told me before Disco came on it was a great match. Now you're saying that you agree with him. Which, yeah.
No, it was a great match, I can see what DI is saying too.
Let me tell you the problem with this, though. And this is just a basic thing in professional wrestling. Like, when these guys are main eventing the show and stuff, bro, let me tell you something. You don't really – I mean, if I'm promoting – I don't want my Ross. I want bigger guys. I don't want the main event, the referee, to be bigger than both the guys in the ring. The referee was bigger than both those guys. And the referee's not a big guy. I used to work with him. I used to work with that guy. And that doesn't bother me.
Let me ask you a question.
It bothers me.
Michael Young, is that your name?
Yes, sir.
Does that bother you that the ref is bigger than the wrestlers?
No, because Big John's bigger than Little Heathen, and Little Heathen would kill Big John in the UFC.
Yeah, but they're fighting for real.
Obviously, you know what I'm saying? But you got
yeah. Okay, so what's the difference? You know whether you're fighting
what
for real or not. Yeah, what's the difference?
Bro,
the referee's not going to get involved. Bro, I don't look at the match and think, these guys should be bigger than the ref, because I know everybody there can kick the ref's ass. Height doesn't mean shit. Just because you're tall doesn't make
you
tough.
I'm watching the match, and the guys are small, and they work like you know the work doesn't match their size. They're kicking. If you're small, you shouldn't be kicking out of every finish in the book because you're small. You shouldn't be able to take that much punishment. It's like, you know, your smaller guys shouldn't be able to, you know, get beat up.
So
like
in other
that,
words,
you know?
So let me ask you a question. So when you would watch Bruce Lee or Jet Lee or the guy, what's the guy from Thailand? Bong Ok, whatever his name is. You know who I'm talking
Ong
about?
Ong Bok.
Ong Bok.
Ong Bok.
Have you seen a movie with Ong Bok, D.I.?
No, I don't even know who that
Tony
is.
Jaa.
Okay, but you have with Jet Li and Bruce Lee, right?
Of course.
Right, so when they're taking a lot of punishment, are you going, he shouldn't take so much punishment, he's small? No, they're badasses. You can still be a badass as a small guy.
All right.
No. Any other question, Michael? And would you like to bury Joe or D.I.? Yeah.
Time out.
So I'm supposed to pretend that Johnny Gargano and Cien Almas are badasses?
No, I'm not saying that. But why can't they kick out of numerous finishes? Why?
Because if the shit doesn't mean anything.
All right. We'll agree to disagree on that one as usual. Because you don't like Lucha Libre, you don't like fast wrestling, you don't like small guys, you don't like none of that.
I like good lucha. Okay.
Right.
I like good football. What have I said all along? Here's
Is there somebody
like,
that likes
okay?
bad lucha?
No, but I will say this. Okay. What have I said all along? Who is the greatest
I'm
wrestler?
I'm not sure. You say
I've,
a lot
I've,
of stuff.
Who would I say is the greatest wrestler I've ever been in the ring with?
Eddie
Guerrero. Okay.
Yep.
Watch how Eddie works. That guy comes across as a badass. Okay, because he looks like he can fight. He does enough acrobatics and not too much, and the acrobatics he does make sense.
Okay, let me give you something. Okay, let me give you something else. Ray don't come off as a badass, and he can't wrestle.
No, I never said that.
Well,
Ray
I'm
does
asking
come across
you.
As a
I'm
badass.
Not saying you said
I'd
that.
Say,
I'm
no,
asking
no.
you that.
I will say this: Ray does come across as a badass because Ray looks like when he's punching you, it looks like he's knocking the shit out of you.
All right, Michael, anything else?
So I just wanted to ask real quick, Conan, with Cien Almas last night and then Rey Mysterio and Vicky like getting humongous pops, and then if on the pre-show they had Kalisto and Metalik and Dorado all on a team, and then Almas again in the Royal Rumble, what did you think of the Hispanic influence on the weekend for WWE?
Well, yeah, that they understand we're the biggest minority in the United States, and they've had nobody to fill Ray or Alberto's shoes, and you know they're trying to find that person, you know. And besides the fact that they're Hispanic, they all got humongous pops, you know, especially Vicky and Ray. Almas got a big pop when he came out too.
Almas is sick as shit.
Yeah, the night before, I think it was a lot of the same fans too.
That doesn't matter. That first when you do that, those NXT Takeover shows, everybody's going to get a big pop. Okay, it's like, yo. I mean, those shows, the pay-per-view shows, people are going to get big pops.
Well, there were people that didn't get big pops when they came out.
Yeah.
Like when Aiden English came out the second time, he didn't get a big pop.
Well, thank you, Michael, for calling him.
Hey, thank you very much.
The next
appreciate
caller.
It, you guys. Thank
All
you.
Right,
yeah, man,
thank
take
you.
Care.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.